Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DSTV channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
Shakir Baka is an operations manager and media liaison at Baitul Halima Sadia Child and Youth Care Center. Joins me now via Zoom. Shakir, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to yourself, Africa, and to the listeners this morning, tuning in this very early hours of the morning.
It is very early indeed, and thank you for waking up. Tell us about the care center, what it is that you do, and which communities do you impact on?
By the grace of God, the Beit Halima Asadia Orphanage Project is a subsidiary organization of the Al-Ihya Foundation, which was given birth to in 2017 in a response to the high number of orphans and vulnerable children we find in South Africa. I don't know if the listeners is aware that we're sitting with the 1.9 million orphans in South Africa currently. And we need to respond in some way. And what we didn't, our response was a very small response compared to what is required in addressing this challenge. We purchased a piece of land of 4,000 square meters, and we started building a child and youth care center, commonly known as an orphanage. And today, that center will become the home of Beit Halima Asadia Orphanage within the Johannesburg South region, primarily covering Region G, in area, which include areas of Soweto, Eldorado Park, Klipspruit West, Annandale, and Protea, etc.
And how many orphaned children are you able to accommodate at the center?
The center, once completed, would accommodate up to 100 orphan children. But we would, it could accommodate more, but the style that we have gone was not to congest it with orphan children, but to provide an environment of a family home, more like a three-bedroom unit. It will have no more than 10 children in it. And that would be the basis of creating an environment in which to nurture and develop the orphan.
And at which stage of the development are you, Shakir? How much work is there to do still before you start opening the doors to the center?
The building works is completed 100%. All the building works has been completed by the grace of God. We had some delays, but 5 years into the project, we are finally finished with the building works. There are finishes and furnitures that needs to be done. That is where we are now, finishes and finishes and landscaping. That is what we are remaining with. Currently, as we are speaking, tiling is taking place at the center. There was a tiling, finishing some tiling works. Building cupboards need to be completed. So what we are, where we are now, is finishings and furnishings and finishings. That would include minor things, but it is the minor things that puts us or set us back, because those are the costly things that we need to complete. Hopefully, by the grace of God, we may not necessarily meet our deadline of the 27th of August, but as we are hoping and aiming that 95% of the work should be done by that time, and the remaining work would be done once we finish with the official launch that is taking place by the grace of God on the 27th of August this month.
It's never ideal, obviously, to miss any deadlines, but I'd rather you take a few more days and weeks to make sure that it's completely safe and done, the work that needs to be done before you start accepting those orphans. Rather deal with a delay of a month or two, if necessary, than not. In the meantime, though, Shakir, you are supporting the Hot Meal Project in Annandale. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, the Al-Ihya Foundation supports Hot Meal Program, in which we assist existing feeding schemes. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit hard, particularly the region where we are in, Johannesburg and Region G, where we are in. We are speaking of over 40 informal settlements that has popped up in over the last few years. And The unemployment rate has escalated, making many people dependent on pop-up feeding schemes, etc. And what we have done was, instead of reinventing the wheel of starting a feeding scheme, our objective was to support existing feeding schemes with dry food so that they may continue with the services that they are rendering in various parts of our community. And we are speaking of, in our calculation, in a month of almost 96,000 hot meals being served to various individuals during a month.
It is unfortunate that the need is so great, but also a wonderful, wonderful joy that you are able to meet some of that need. Shakir, thank you very much for your time this morning. You can find all the details about the incredible work done by the organization by looking for BHS Orphanage on Facebook. That's BHS Orphanage. Just do a search and you'll be able to get all the details that you want. Finishing stages of the furnishings of this incredible center that will accommodate up to 109 orphans. As we know, it's a huge challenge in South Africa. Shakir Barker is the operations manager and media liaison at Baitul Halima BH Orphanage.